Please be advised. Eating while listening to this podcast may cause digestive distress. Symptoms include, but are not limited to, severe bouts of nausea. Listener discretion is advised.
You see, the food in prison was inedible.
I can't eat that kind of stuff.
Hey everyone, this isn't Momo. He couldn't bring himself to actually introduce this week's episode, so I'm here in his place. Welcome to Nothing, Nowhere, and No Particular Time. In this week's show, the entourage is going to discuss the topic, change is inedible. What that means, one can only tell. So sit back, relax, while Momo, Maria, Noodle, and MJ take you on a journey that is sure to cause you some digestive distress. Ready? Well, let's get started.
That's womp, not too long.
As long as
there was never
fall.
A sadder man.
Yeah. Where did we go and where do we, like, where are we
No,
coming?
I still
Hi,
have
everybody.
A question.
Thanks for tuning
I
in
still
today.
Have a
this
question
is
for
Momo with the podcast Nothing, Nowhere, at No Particular Time. To my left is my co-host Noodle, and I'll just hand over the introductions.
For context, I'm on the right, not the left.
We've changed things around.
You're on my left.
A little bit more challenging.
You're technically on my left.
But Maria was
See,
intro.
That was my intention.
She
but
was
I'm the real Momo.
Oh boy.
What's going on? Again, what's happening?
Am
I still introducing
scene.
Myself?
Scene. There you go.
So Noodle is a great, great lover of transitions.
When transition? Using, oh, yeah. Transitions. I was
transitions,
like, what are you
like
talking
movies,
about?
Transitions.
So when was the last time you worked on a transmission? Tell me, Noodle.
Transmissions, yes. Actually, it was in grade 9. They took an automotive course.
No, that was in grade That's, 11, yeah. And it was online, and we didn't learn anything.
Oh, stop it now. Anyway, they learned something. They know where the car key goes in order to start the car.
I could change the oil on a simulated module online.
Oh, that's fantastic.
With the oil pan and the little screwy thing, and there's a dipstick involved. I got it.
Noodle,
got
do
it.
You remember that?
No.
This is okay. Like that one scene in My Cousin Vinny when she's just like rattling off. That's what I sound like right now.
No, that sounded
dipstick
correct.
And
when she said it, that sounded
that's
correct.
What are you talking about? I'm not nailing it.
No, you're not nailing it.
Rats.
You're not nailing
today.
The little scurry thing and the stick.
There's a pan involved.
There's a pan involved and baking.
Chevy didn't make a thing in 92. Or something like that.
What?
Marissa Tomei.
You just nailed it. Hey, you know we have a listener in New Jersey. A listener.
We nice. Need to be
well, not anymore.
We're dead and now we don't. Okay.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about the character that you were playing on, Maria? You were talking that you were going to be using an accent and I was going to have you tell us about it.
Yeah, I do mock trial and they take it very seriously and they make it very dramatic whenever possible. So they told me that I had to play a clinical psychologist and they told me that my accent was going to be Jersey. Probably shouldn't have told them I could do that accent because when I said I can do that accent, I meant I can do the most offensive iteration of that accent.
Well, why didn't you tell that story in that accent?
And somehow every time I did the accent on direct, every time we were practicing this examination in chief, the comment without fail was, that was great. Can you just do it 20% more dramatic? I'm telling you, this accent is bad. Like, it's really
do it. Give me the accent.
You should have just told us to
story. She's on the spot. She won't do it. She's on the spot now.
Oh, she likes to be on the spot.
You think so?
It's, oh yeah. I raised her.
All right. Somebody asked me a question. I can't do it as my own thing. It has to be an answer.
As a clinical psychologist, what is your opinion of this case?
It is my professional opinion that Taylor Hobson is not the kind of person that could kill a father. I don't think she's the kind of person that could commit a murder at all.
Oh, my.
I love that.
It's horrible, I'm telling
you.
It's
really good.
Well, that one New Jersey listener just went, oh, good grief.
If we hadn't lost them before, we definitely lost them now.
Stay with us, Jersey.
I'd just like to say to my loving cousins in New York City.
My name is Dr. Dana Haskins.
Dana Haskins. I'd give you a quarter to park the car.
I'm holding a cigarette in my hand like...
To my cousins in New York City, I apologize. Please don't beat me up when I'm going to go there next. Yeah. Okay, so are we okay with reading the minutes from the last meeting that we were at?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, so some of the action items from our last meeting, or as we like to call it here, the old business, some of the things that we missed from the last meeting is, let's talk a little bit about Superman.
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, come on.
We failed the homework.
It's
because it's
F.
Because it's the first week of university, so you can't really blame me.
Yeah, this is true.
Okay. Question. Have you been on YouTube at all since returning to university?
Yes.
Then you could have, in your YouTube, seen Superman.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got him.
The thing is, I forgot, and also there's no recommended. Like, it was not recommended.
It was all you. Okay.
So Siri wasn't spying on you.
So you rely on the YouTube algorithm.
Maybe.
Wow. Okay.
Just in this instance, though.
Just in this instance. Okay. Did we have anything? Did we have anything else from the last meeting?
Any other old business?
No, I don't think so.
And so Superman will have to be pushed off to the next episode's agenda, but somehow. Some way, there was what the play was that from?
Like Broadway encyclopedia? Why all the questions?
West Side Story.
No, I don't remember
Somewhere,
over the rainbow.
That's the only one I can think of. There is a problem like Maria.
That feels weird.
You know what?
Good evening,
everybody.
Change that lyric. Was it for the record?
No one knows the problem like Maria. Is that the name of the song?
No. What? No. How? What?
It's
West Side Story, right?
No. What?
No.
What?
I just met a girl named Maria.
No.
Sound of Music.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Welcome. Leave it to the producer.
Something cloudy.
Oh, I knew it was the Sound of Music the entire time. You guys are West Side Story.
Didn't.
It's West Side Story.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness. You didn't.
Okay.
Have you seen Wicked, by the way?
So we beat that one to death last week.
No, but the fact that you didn't see the movie yet.
Why would I?
Because it was beautiful. Because
you told Noodle you would.
Yeah.
I went to see the musical. Noodle. We talked about this.
No, yeah, but the movie and musical do not quite different.
They work, different.
The movie magic.
Somehow the
you
movie.
You have to believe in magic.
Somehow the movie explained everything and nothing at the same time.
Right.
Right.
Oh, you went and watched it? You went and watched it?
Yeah.
We watched it here. We waited for you.
Oh, yeah. But then somebody didn't show
this up.
She's still cold about that, eh? Anyway.
Yeah, well, she knows how to hang on to it, don't you, Noodle? Mm.
Okay, so let's try this again.
Keep telling us how you feel about human rights. I was really interested in that.
What?
When was the last time I ever talked about human rights?
Just before we started recording and how you don't think that people should have them.
Well, if I thought you'd listen to me, I'd tell you. But see, if we didn't have human rights, you would have listened to me. You would have listened to me.
And I was wondering if you two can go over that once more. It was about cooking in Italy and women's rights, and they were making something.
A cooking?
Oh, be quiet. Me and my articles. Nobody's going to learn how to use articles properly in my presence.
So you went to, first of all, the comment was, you don't think women should have hobbies. And that they should all be burned at the stake was your wording from that podcast, right? And for the context of folks at home, no, that's not what I believe.
No, it really
and
isn't.
What I was referring to is a TikTok or YouTube video that I had watched that there is some type of movement to make Acqua Tofana. I'm not going to go into that conversation again. So if anyone of your interest is before they shut down TikTok in your neighborhood, look up Acqua Tofana. But then, of course, Maria took it in context of the fact of I thought that women should not have hobbies.
The context is that I'm a humanities major and I'll take any opportunity to yap about
and challenge.
Yap and challenge and debate and discuss. And I want to go into law and all of that makes sense. But the point is, witches are coming back. Momo doesn't believe in women's rights. And
stop the cap.
Just as a point, it's absolutely false, but because I absolutely do believe in women's rights.
It would be funny if we
actually
had the pilot.
But if anyone's listened for this podcast for the last three episodes, including today, would you blame me if I didn't?
Whoa.
Could you blame me if I didn't?
Oh, dude, that's messed up.
Okay, so let's try this again. Yeah. What am I, a waiter?
For context, my mom has like a Tim Hortons bottle, like the size of a Stanley. And while she was trying to fix something.
Is it really booze if it's vodka? Like,
who said it was vodka? I think it's peach. Water, is that like peach stuff you guys drink?
Peach?
Rakia.
What?
It's peach. Oh, the peach stuff.
I didn't know that Rakia was peach.
Insert sound here. Erakia.
Erakia. Oh, yeah, yeah. It's an inside joke that the audience at home will know exactly what we're talking about when you listen. These folks won't hear it until they actually listen to the podcast, which I found out this week, they actually don't listen to.
I listen to it. What are you talking about?
Girl, okay, so literally follow the podcast.
How can you say
that? How can you say we
didn't listen?
Take it easy. Every week, testosterone goes down 20%.
You don't need to say that just because we're here. Like, I actually think that we do the opposite thing, you know? Just we're so great that you just become great by association. And so, like, you're just complaining, but...
I have no idea where that... What point are we trying to make
this
with that?
This is what happens, like... This is what I sound like in tutorials when it's like worth participation points and you have to say something about the reading that you definitely did. Uh-huh. That's what I sound like.
That's what you sound like, making sure that it's nicely convoluted.
If there's anyone from Maria's University listening in, I'd pay close attention.
Remember anonymity.
Anonymity.
You can't get more anonymous than the name Maria. Like, it's very people.
Nondescript.
Very nondescript.
Yeah, yeah.
But a noodle.
There are millions of Marias.
So many Marias.
How many
But
noodles?
Only one Maria.
Okay, so let's try this again. We determined that this week's episode had to do with change is inedible. I can't even say it. Change is inedible.
Marriage. Marriage is what brings us together today.
I'm sorry, that's just all I was thinking of when you were saying that.
Inconceivable.
That's what you sounded like.
That blessed occasion. That dweeb
within a dweeb.
Let me explain. Takes too long. Let me sum up. Okay. And no, we're not going to watch The Purchase of Bride because, as you can probably tell, the four of us here at this table can probably quote the entire movie for you.
I have a new item for the agenda if you are done.
Is it with the topic that we picked for this week?
The change is inedible?
Loosely.
Okay, I acknowledge Maria. She has the floor.
Yesterday, after a series of bad decisions, I decided... that I was going to go watch Nosferatu with my friends. I think that I probably created 20 new wrinkles from all the random facial expressions of just utter shock and horror that were occurring. It was so odd and bad. And it's loosely in theme of the topic of movies and loosely in the theme of the topic of change is inedible because good God, they changed so much, and it was
really
completely
inedible.
Just as my point to that commentary, did you watch the original Nosferatu?
No.
Is that you gotta need to watch? But so to say that it's changed significantly from the original, which was black and white, Bela Lugosi, I think, wasn't it? No, it wasn't Bela Lugosi. That's the thing. But Nosferatu apparently got a lot of good ratings.
It got a lot of good ratings because people enjoy being contrarian. It was a odd movie. It was unsettling. It was there are lines that were crossed, and it was just very bad. And I didn't like
it. See, now I gotta watch it.
For context, Maria doesn't
By all means, go ahead.
Maria doesn't like gore.
Yeah, so
but it wasn't even the gore that was weird. Like I'll watch almost anything, but like watching that, so my friend made a very big point of discussing like the metaphors. You should like speed me up so I'm talking in like a rabbit tone when I'm
really
doing
okay.
He made a really big point of discussing the metaphors and how it's like a theme of like repressed female whatever in the Victorian era, and that's fine. Like, you're not watching the movie sitting there going, oh, I wonder what's going on here. Like, it's fine, it comes out clear. But then they do all these weird things with like the dead bodies, and it's just like bad. Like, it was odd. I didn't like it at all.
It's a change from your usual movie genre, so that's why that change was inedible.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
But also, you would just like actually want to barf watching it. It was really,
Why would you do that?
It was gross.
I do not like horror films. Like, I have yet to see and will never see a movie like Saw, right? Mm-mm. Or Hostel. No, thank
I've
you.
I've never heard of Hostel. Right. I've seen Hostel. I can watch horror movies. It's just this wasn't a horror movie. This was just deeply disturbing and odd.
So like Frankenstein, Dracula, Wolfman from the original authors, again, keeping to the original storyline. And the whole reason why Nosferatu is actually getting good ratings is they kept to the original story of the 1920s film, I think.
And that's fine. But then they gave Bill Skarsgård 28 million pounds of prosthetic makeup and stuck the phoniest Romanian accent on him. It was so hard to watch because he's like, imagine Hotel Transylvania, imagine Dracula.
Blah, blah, blah.
I want to drink your blood. That's what he sounds like. Like that. It was so. And then other parts of it, you're like recoiling in horror. But then you're like, should I be laughing? Like, this is funny. But then I don't know. Like, it was off-putting.
So we've alienated New Jersey. And now we're alienating the entire country of Romania. That's perfect.
The country of Romania is great. I love Romanian people. I've met plenty. Worked with them.
But here's the thing. What if that actually is a Romanian accent?
It's not.
It was not.
So I have a friend. I have a friend.
Don't mess with me right now. I have a friend. Actually, don't even start.
So I have a friend. And you know who you are, and she listens to the podcast. She actually is from Romania. I'm going to ask her if she gets an opportunity, please watch Nosferatu and let us know how good or bad the Romanian accent is.
Okay, here's what I'll say about the Romanian accent. Maybe it was an accurate way that a Romanian person speaking English sounds like. Maybe. Hard maybe.
Yeah.
However, something about like the combination of the heavy breathing and like the really low tone.
He's dead.
And the very old English times. Like he's calling people thine, like thine will shall. Like he's like breathing like this, and he's like, it's really odd. Like it's just funny.
But how maybe it's not even the accent. Breathe? Is that what I want to know?
Okay, so basically now we're alienating anyone who believed in the Victorian era.
Believed in the yeah, well it happened.
Believed in Victorian.
Like it happened. It was an era. Like
yeah.
What I want to say was they're making a new Wolfman movie as well.
And you beat me to it. That was my comment.
Okay.
So since you know,
what have you heard about it?
Nothing. I just seen the trailer. That's
yeah,
all.
That's it. It's not out yet.
And I didn't even realize it was like an old movie.
Again, so Nosferatu, old, redone. Wolfman, old, redone. All right. So that is what.
Please keep that in.
So that's what. Welcome again to the Holding Fart Podcast. On this week, we talk about beans and Franks.
On this episode, oops, was that me?
That has to be the title for the next episode.
And next week,
oops, was that me?
Okay. And next week, did you guys hear that?
Oh, I have a topic.
Yes.
Maybe we can talk about
change.
Yeah, maybe we can talk about
it's only
about
worth
what
anything
we don't.
If it's in your pocket.
Hmm? Hmm?
Yeah.
What?
Who said that?
Who?
Oops.
Ooh,
how
was
about
that
we
me?
Talk?
Ooh, ooh.
This is what I have to deal with on a regular basis.
Why?
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 Why? Noodle has the floor.
Apparently I don't.
Well, you do now.
Okay, are we sure?
Our CEO has spoken.
Yeah, the gavel is down. Go ahead.
How about we talk about the changes we don't like? Or the changes that we do like? That's a good topic for us.
Which change don't you like, Noodle?
Next person.
Next person.
I came up with the topic. Your turn.
Maria, what about you? Which change don't you like?
I don't like the new website that I have to use for one of my homework assignments.
Oh, I hate
it makes you, it's attached to like the place where we get all of our course modules on. It's the same one you're using for your doctorate. By the way, she's doing a doctorate. I'll brag about it to everybody. So it makes you like you open this thing and you open the reading in this website and then you can annotate the document through the website, but you get marks for annotating. So it's just the most, it's like a discussion board, but on the document. And if you've ever been on a university discussion board, it's the most time wasting place to be because everybody knows they have to write something for the discussion points and then it's never anything of substance. So
yeah,
change is inedible.
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
What about you, Momo?
Change that I don't like?
Or do?
Oh, let's get ready. Get comfortable.
Change that I don't like is the fact of, you know, MJ and I had a special moment yesterday where we shared a glass of orange Metamucil. So,
so are you just talking about getting old? Like,
no, that's the thing. Is it's like I never used to need Metamucil, and I'm said, yeah, I was sitting there next to her, and I said, he goes, you know what? I forgot to take my Metamucil. Like, fix me up one. I go, seriously? I said, there we
two
are.
Two for one.
You know, very lively couple, you know, young spirited, sitting there drinking
early
some.
60s, early
60s.
Sorry.
Did you have to out us?
Did you really have to do that?
Now she's in a better mood.
Now she's in a better mood.
It's all good.
Just one sip of coffee and I'm awake again.
But it's like, you know, this tastes like Gatorade if it wasn't so sludgy.
Ew.
And we drank it to the last drop, and we're happy for it, Maria. So,
bottom line is that
bottom
I
line it is
it.
Yes.
That's like the worst thing about
it's
all
about
of those
the bottom
things.
Line.
That is the worst thing about all of those things is that it tastes like Gatorade, and then it's sludgy. It's like I can't.
Well, we hope that when you get to our age, that you don't need that little bit. Hey, for us, it was a treat. We were just like slipping the last of it to the bottom of the. Right,
and so
that's
daily metamucil time.
I never had to do that, Noodle. So that's change. I'm not very happy about. Mm. I'm not happy about the change that when I get up in the morning, there are 17 more cricks in my body than there were about 20 years ago.
20.
Hey.
Can I go back for one moment to the metamucil?
The metamucil. I think we covered that pretty much talking about the entire digestive tract and how it's dealt.
No. That's okay. That can be left to imagination.
Sure.
What I appreciated is that our relationship had reached a whole nother level.
So this was not my idea, ladies. Okay,
ew.
I'm just saying this was.
Add that to the soundboard.
Yeah. I got some booze.
Like,
I got some booze.
You have to be really trusting in a relationship to share a bottle of Metamucil.
Because that stuff's not cheap, eh? And she got a spoonful.
I'm starting to regret this topic.
To express.
Yes. This is what happens when you.
What? Are you blaming me for it?
I'm not blaming you for it.
This is what happens when you ask any questions. Moral of the story, Noodle, just don't ask. You don't want to know.
Don't propose conversation and we'll be safe. Yeah, so you know what? The part of getting old is because we've been on this planet for so long. The tolerance level
so long.
Like I'm over half a century old. If you want to put it in perspective, I'm a half a century old.
You do understand that there are people older than you are.
100%, but I don't see them because they probably fed up with everything and locked themselves into their homes. Let's be honest.
Y'all know that? Y'all know that lady who protests something, climate change, something. There's like that image of her and she's like gray hair, probably like in her 60s, 70s. That. She's holding up a sign. I can't believe I'm still protesting this. That's what that is in my brain.
Exactly, right?
I think it was women's rights.
Something like that.
So yeah, change for me is the fact of actually, if anything, things are not changing and they've been so unchanged for so long to the point is I'm so tired of it, right? And as age goes on, my patience for the same thing every day, day in and day out is disappearing.
Also, is inedible when you can't find a restaurant you were looking for and it turns out to be a different restaurant.
What?
Oh, that whole pizza incident, man.
Oh, the pizza.
That was so disappointing. Oh, that guy was going to get clocked, too.
He would have deserved it. I would have stood and said, yay.
Okay, so you guys might be familiar with Dave Portnoy.
No.
Barstool Sports.
Yeah.
Right.
Barstool Sports, I have opinions on.
Okay, but the one specific thing before we go down that route is Dave travels different parts of Canada, well, mostly the United States, looking for the perfect pizza pie. And gives ratings, right? So people in Toronto specifically were dying to have this guy. You got to come up here and tell us what the best pizza in Toronto is. So a whole bunch of people were in there. And one pizza that both MJ and I enjoyed was North of Brooklyn, right?
Is that the pizza joint?
Style? Awesome. North of Brooklyn is a pizza place. And it's a New York style pizza. Right?
Awesome.
It was delicious. The one thing I said, sorry guys, I don't know if it's our digestive tract or whatever, but we had indigestion for 3 days afterwards. But I got to tell you, while we're eating that pizza, we were like,
this is worth whatever happens next.
It was, if I have to die now, it was all worth it.
Lactose intolerant? Not today.
Not today. So that's New York style. I'm a big Sicilian slice type person.
What's that, by the way? Define that.
Sicilian slice is a pan pizza, but not like a deep dish, but it's made in a pan as opposed to straight onto the stone like most of the pizzas that we have today, right? It's very, very thick, very, very soft, very, very saucy.
Right? All of those adjectives are the right ones.
Sounds so good.
Yeah, exactly.
We should go there. Pizza. Right.
No, we shouldn't, because that's, you know, that's how MJ you and I.
Well, actually.
We were scoping it out and saying, hey, listen, this place is right out like.
And you I just guess, sound like a mobster.
What?
Hey, listen, this place.
That was so out of pocket.
That was so stereotyped.
Let's not talk about the day that he filled up his trunk with ice. Did you bring the gun or the cannelloni?
First of all, wrong reference.
How'd I mess it up?
It's not.
Wait, no. Hold on. I know it's not cannelloni. It's cannoli.
Right.
Same diff.
Right. Drop the gun.
Carbonara, carabinieri.
Yeah, still.
Take the cannoli.
And as Noodle likes to say a lot, stereotyping. Okay. It's true. That was really good. I'm gonna put your name, little label on it.
So what happened with the pizza?
Well,
nothing.
Is it the indigestion?
First of all, the name on the place, and I definitely don't want to get in trouble, so I'm not going to name it, but the name on the place didn't match the name that Dave Portnoy had said, so it had a changed ownership since we went there. We walked in, and MJ says, oh, I was expecting something else. We were looking for this. The guy behind the counter was so freaking rude. It's just like, yeah, it's a different name. It's still good. Right? Yeah, it was like...
It was like we were doing him a favor he was doing us a favor for gracing us with his presence. Mm-hmm. And we walked into his establishment.
So fortunately, they had the thick slices like they said they were. We got a vegetarian, a
God,
meat
no,
lovers.
We did not.
You got a vegetarian and a meat lover.
Yeah, getting a vegetarian does not sound
like and a plain cheese.
Yeah. We did not buy vegetarian pizza there.
I don't believe that.
All we got was espresso because we could not handle that piece was there and it was going to get reheated in the microwave.
We ordered and ate those slices.
We threw them away.
Oh my God.
And we threw it away because we tried a couple of bites.
We took two bites and it was almost like, you know, someone had put sauce on a textbook. And so for a guy
who didn't learn anything.
And for a guy who loves Sicilian pizza, this was a complete disappointment.
My disappointment is immeasurable. And my day is ruined.
So that was a big disappointment because I love Sicilian pizza. So by the way, looking for feedback.
Do you love Sicilian pizza?
I love Sicilian pizza more so than New York pizza.
I really like some New York style Chicago pizza right now.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. First of all, here's my rant. Chicago pizza is not pizza. It is a casserole.
It's a casserole.
Period.
We get it.
I'm not going down there. There are enough Italians have told you it's not pizza.
It doesn't matter.
All right. Don't get me wrong. I will have a slice, but please do not call it pizza.
Okay, we're and I know that we have a big beep.
And get folks from Chicago, since pizza. You seem to be the majority of U.S. listeners that we have here. No offense to Chicago. I love Chicago style pizza. Love your hot dogs, by the way. I could eat like a bucket of them, but I'm sorry, I cannot call what you guys serve as pizza pizza.
I would love to you, hear no, Chicago people tell us
please.
Where to go for the deep dish
pizza.
What?
Pizza.
What I would like to know is if anyone in the Toronto or GTA area knows where I can get the best Sicilian slice.
Okay.
All right.
And we will go test it.
We will test it and bring it back. Yeah.
We'll send back reviews.
We'll send back reviews. Because again, for me, New York style is great. Like the one that we had when we met the Italians, the wood oven pizza. I love those.
Yes.
My favorite still tends to be the Sicilian pan pizza, which I'm still trying to locate the
best
one.
But I don't like that when it's made on like a focaccia bread. Like focaccia bread should be just focaccia.
No, it's not focaccia.
Focaccia bread is such a fake food. Like it looks nothing like what it tastes like.
Right.
It looks like it should be so much more fluffier.
Right.
So much more fluffy and more dense. But it's gummy. It's like hard to, it's like odd. You're like, this does not, this is a fake, like it just looks, it's a catfish food. It's a catfish food is what that is.
So
it was a bait.
The Sicilian sliced pizza isn't focaccia, right? So people who put sauce and cheese on a focaccia, shame on you. That is not a Sicilian slice.
You are the son of the devil. Not approved.
The dough is a very hydrated dough. So it's just so moist and delicious with fresh tomatoes coming out of an oven. Like you can just, a Sicilian can just have tomatoes, like fresh crushed tomatoes with a little salt and olive oil on it. Coming out of the oven, it's delicious.
Better than kebab.
No, let's not go down the kebab road. Because I am building the Chavap following. So there's three people who said, yes, I agree with you on Chavap. So
I'm trying. You haven't had the right one.
You haven't had the right one.
I've had it only here. So what are you saying?
Yeah, that's good. We got to go to Serbia.
Oh, we have to explore. We have to explore. But you know what? I will say, I don't think it's Serbian, but I enjoyed eating there was Royal Meats.
It is Serbian.
Oh, it is Serbian.
They
okay,
do have them. Those are good, yeah.
But it doesn't matter who makes them, whether it's from Bosnia, from Croatia, from Serbia, wherever, Eastern.
We're back on Cevape. just pointing it out there, we're back on Cevape.
There are some that are really heavy, and they're made with a heavy hand, and it's a different set of spices. So it's definitely, just like anything else, it's regional. Right. So if you go to Sarajevo to Cevape, then they're about this big. They're cevapčići. They're actually tiny little guys.
What was the name? I want to make a song now.
About cevapčići.
Cevapčići.
Oh, God. But then you have to throw in the word slaninica.
Leninica?
Sla.
Slalinica?
Slaninica.
Which means what?
It's a diminutive. It's an endearing term for bacon.
Okay.
Slanina is bacon. And then when you do like itza, ichitza...
Mini.
It's small, diminutive. Endearing. Like baka is grandma, bakitsa is like diminutive.
So don't put grandma with bacon.
No, but it's like sweet.
Unless like sweet. Say that grandma likes bacon.
What are these three?
This family.
What are these words has?
One of these things is not like the other.
They all are itty, but the two are meat, and one's my grandma.
I do believe he cracked
himself. Okay, so it was the wrong example. He's such a goofy laugh. What is
I know.
That?
I love your, you know I love your grandma. That's why I thought she'd appreciate it if we could actually do this in Serbian. I think she would appreciate that joke.
Well, AI translations, I guess.
Okay, change is inedible. So let's
try this a third time or one more time.
Guess what? In season two, there's one platform that we haven't posted on that we're going to be posting on.
Which one?
YouTube.
Oh!
Now.
Are we doing like audio? What are we doing?
I hope it's only audio, not video.
It will be audio with an image in a WAV file and like a WAV form that shows on for now.
Okay.
Right. But we are not on YouTube and we should be on that platform. Mm.
All right.
That's amazing.
Right. And just to go about change is we are going to make some changes in season two. And then I'll talk about why I think that's necessary.
All right.
Right. We're going to change the cover. For both the podcast and the episode.
The cover, like the image?
The image, right?
Okay.
The image cover of the four people that are sitting around there that Maria decides at the very last minute after I posted.
I didn't like it from the beginning. I told you that.
No, you did lol. Huh? That was your first comment when I sent it to you was lol.
That would be
and
Maria.
If you didn't know what that meant by now, then that is not on me.
Right. So lol was, I disapprove of this message.
Exactly.
And I was supposed to make heads or tails out of that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that'll change as well as the episode cover. So we show the differentiation of a second season. We are going to launch on four different additional platforms. We will start to move towards video.
Uh-oh.
Okay. I got another GoPro. All right. Mm-hmm. On the plan and the roadmap is one more GoPro.
Okay. Then what are we going to do?
Drone. The drone is to follow the Mustang. What I'm saying is there will be travel video. That's what the GoPros and the drone will be for.
Video.
I do like his voice.
Roadhouse.
That actually sounds very interesting.
What, Roadhouse?
No. video while we're bantering.
Right, and music.
Drone above it.
Okay. We need to start bringing on guests on board in season two.
Mm.
Yeah, those types of things.
Sounds good. Mm.
And again, the reason why it's inevitable is if you look at the most popular podcasts out there that continue to succeed in both rating and viewership, those are types of models that they use.
Well, our CEO has spoken.
But to my point is the reason why change is inedible is that if you want to compete in a specific space, you have to be competitive. And with being competitive, there is constant change.
You're going to buy a drone?
How about the tops of our heads? Have you never heard? Those are the most profitable shots
you need
in the
every angle, you know.
Right. So first of all, while in the studio, when we move to a video.
It's also really good for when you get a haircut. You need to identify the bald spots. You just send up the drone. Sorry.
Bruh. I don't have any bald spots. So no, don't make any insinuations.
He does not have any bald spots.
Yeah, I wasn't talking to you directly.
And he actually looks younger than I do now because he has more dark hair than I do. And that's a little bit frightening to me.
Oh, he's so sexy.
You can totally become a voice actor.
Yeah, you
I bet a lot of people would like his voice.
He should be doing the books.
Well, that's this thing. Well, actually, the comment I got is I'm the only one on this podcast that has a professional voice. But that's that's feedback. It's feedback.
I'm going into the I'm going deep into the archives to find that pilot, and I'm going to listen to the part where you tell me that I have a good voice for podcasting because cannot hide the narrative.
You
excuse me very much.
Talking at the side of your mouth in your microphone, not professional, not coming across clear. That's one. Right? Number two, the conversation that you're talking about was never recorded.
Oh shit, for the podcast.
There's gonna be a couple of bleeps there, right? Or a little Serbian tunes.
Well, normally we don't if I actually click the explicit button, but since this was supposed to be a family program, I'm going to have to bleep it out.
Yeah.
Sometimes it may be good, sometimes it may be shit.
I freaking love that audio. It's like my favorite audio.
I love how we keep coming up with these freaking... You do realize this is our third episode.
Okay.
And remember, the season one is 13. So we are almost a quarter of the way through our first season.
Yay. Mm.
Yeah. She's so excited.
Or as you say it,
yay.
Celebration. Monty Python.
These people have never watched Monty Python.
That's okay.
All you Pythoners out there, you know what I'm doing.
We tried, Mom.
Really?
You never tried to watch Monty Python.
We watched a movie. We did try and watch it.
We tried watching the Holy Grail.
We tried watching Holy Grail.
Oh my God!
That's the censors calling.
No, that's the FBI
It's Communications Canada saying, "Get off the air."
A few moments later.
Well, okay. On that note.
So hold on a second. I want to wrap this up. We are going to attempt. So next episode will be called "Oops, Was That Me?" We will have a structure of some sort, not a script, not notes. A structure of how we're going to stream the conversation so that we can use our time effectively.
Scaffolding?
We'll scaffolding?
See. We shall see.
Scaffolding? Isn't that the stuff that people fall off of?
When not used properly. He's talking about structure, and I'm saying, shall we have scaffolding?
Isn't that part of the human development as well?
That's a skeleton.
I struggle with a diversion of conversation. And
we said some structure, and I'm like, okay, would you like that to be scaffolding?
You know, the funny thing is, if you're in school or if you're at work, when somebody says, I need some structure to your proposal, you get what that means. Only on this show, when I say, we need some structure, do you mean scaffolding? Isn't scaffolding the thing people take a jump header off of? Me at the moment if I had a scaffold? Yep.
Okay.
Yawn from Maria.
Yay!
I'm up. I'm up.
Coffee or something?
What was that?
There's a corner up there in a left-hand corner for you.
Seriously. We may not make it to episode 4, to be honest. Let's be honest.
Wait, somebody's not going to live, or?
Well, somebody's not going to set up this equipment so someone else can do a puzzle, and someone else send them tips of how to do the puzzle.
I'm making donuts.
Mom, sorry.
Yeah. I thought it's lovely.
So
and I even got my compliments on my dough.
Wow.
I've lost total control of this podcast this week.
I'm sorry. What gave you an impression that you've had control?
Everybody goes, let's get the podcast going excited. I'm going to make donuts.
I'm going to do the laundry.
Look, a puzzle.
There's laundry to be on, just so you know.
There's laundry. Professional or not. Professional. And then you wonder why I need to get a studio of some sort to do this recording in. Because you can't do laundry in the studio. You can't do puzzles in the studio. You can't make donuts in the studio.
Yeah. Sounds like a boring studio. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
A studio that actually focuses on what we're supposed to be focusing on? Oh, how dare I? What I was hoping for as we go from podcast to podcast, that we would improve on how we handle them. That's not happening. But
you called it nothing nowhere at no point in particular. You can't expect us to be like...
No, now you're doing it. It's no particular time.
No particular time.
But exactly. So
it's happening at no particular time.
Exactly. So when we do the best of season one, I will pull some of the acceptable components out of the pilot to be included in a summary of some of our most famous moments.
Oh, that's awesome.
One is my favorite person here, Maria, completely chastising
me. Excuse me, pause. Excuse me. Time out. Can I just get a moment of silence for this absolute slam dunk, touchdown, 3-point penalty, 50-yard field goal of a slam dunk win that just occurred? When I just got called Momo's favorite person. I don't know about you guys, but if you've been calling him CEO MJ, that makes me VP. So VP, VIP, I win.
Okay. I just am concerned right now.
Okay. Let's be clear.
There was no clarity. That was actually very clear.
No.
What are you talking about?
So when it comes, you know what? I'm gonna defend what I said. When it comes to this podcast,
WWE SmackDown.
Oh boy. Once again, if there's any men's group out there looking to recruit people for assistance, that would be me looking for you. Please reach out to me. I'm being overwhelmed once again. Could use your support. Please follow us at www.themomoshow.com.
Again, you're not being overwhelmed because we're women. You're being overwhelmed because you said
I want to be very clear. I would like a moment.
Let me just say,
you know, this part of the podcast is where our audience finds the most annoying.
Listen, can I just say?
I want to see that V-Megan, right?
Okay.
That was a resounding victory for me, and I still think it was very serious.
I'm just concerned.
Okay, I want to be clear.
I'm just concerned.
The girlfriend is in the room, by the way. Like, there are other contenders for favorite person on the podcast.
I want to be clear.
That was very clear.
And I'm going. No. I'm going to defend that point. I'm going to defend that point.
Oh shit! He's doubling down.
I'm doubling down. I'm not going to walk away from this.
Standing on business.
The reason this podcast exists is because of the banter that existed between myself and Maria. Without that, this would have never come to pass. So when it comes to this podcast, Maria is my favorite.
You should be playing Earth, Wind, and Fire, the September song in the background right now, so I can dance to the.
What I wanted to say was, I'm fine if I'm not your favorite person.
Oh no.
Emotional, damn it.
No. Oh.
That was actually the best combat on the planet.
That's not the impression.
I actually feel bad for you. Like, that sucks.
So
yikes!
Wow!
Did anybody else feel like a gust of
and a
cold
spoon?
Air?
His heart came out. You can't hear it at this table, but there are voices of crying children with a harp playing.
A fairy just lost her wings. Exactly. Like, I don't know what you guys are doing.
It's not the context. It has nothing to do with being the favorite person in the world. It has nothing, but I can't defend myself anymore at this point. It's gone.
Too late. Done. Too late. Too late.
Like, all three of us,
you
lose.
Yeah.
You lost.
Well, I'm chilling. I'm good.
All I wanted to say was... I even forgot what I wanted to say.
That's probably a good thing, my guy.
The dead angel in front of you.
Yeah.
Lost the harp and the wings.
I don't think I can continue.
No. I think you're done.
Somebody's got to find me a box of tissue.
It's it.
I'm getting somewhat emotional.
It's right there.
It's right there.
You just have to reach.
Let's not go through another Kleenex episode like we did last week.
Do you want some chocolate and to watch a sad movie under the covers?
I think this is a good time where we can get him to watch chocolate.
Okay, I think we need a 5-minute break while I call my therapist.
You need to buy Noodle like a pony.
No,
this is
so
I will definitely
dog worthy apology.
This is me and brother worthy.
This is like yikes.
Wow,
that was crazy.
Okay. We need to take a 5-minute break while I call my therapist, and we'll be right back.
I think you're going to need more than 5 minutes for that one.
Right. Okay. We'll be back in 15. Therapist, you won't see it as 15. You'll be when we come back. We'll be back right away. But we need 15 minutes. We'll be right back.
A few moments later.
Yeah, I was out on the balcony and they told me not to jump.
Told you not to jump.
And my therapist talked me off the ledge. And I've learned two things. You know, there's a time to fight and there's a time to run away. And this time I should have run away. So
the proceedings of 5 seconds ago. Right. So
our 13th episode, as I tried to say before, will contain the best moments, the best moments, including some things that we can put in from the pilot.
The few and far between.
The few and far between. Let's not even get started on McGA.
Oh, God. Please, for the love of God. God,
please. Yeah, right. Okay. But, yeah, that's all I wanted to say, really, and it turned out to be an epic disaster.
I'm glad you can come back to the original point.
What's the original point now?
But that's what you... I'm so pleased that you were able to return to the actual thing that you wanted to talk about, which is what you're going to put in the 13th episode.
Right. Okay, this was clips.
No, I was complimenting you.
Oh, thank you.
We should name the episode. There you go.
We should name the episode Black Cats and Broken Mirrors.
Why?
Wow. We're so freaking ominous.
So our 13th episode already has a name, and it's called Black Cats and Broken Mirrors. Oh, boy.
Well, that's because there
is a little ray of sunshine, and then she just tunes in from the background.
I'm not the only one who sees that. She's like the sweetest thing alive, and it's just like...
The prophecy is a curse. None shall survive.
Exactly.
No, but the reason why is because we know that 13ths in some like countries and places are known as bad luck.
Which we covered in the pilot, by the way.
Oh, really?
Which will not be heard.
You can't keep referencing the pilot that can't be heard. People are going to be like,
they'll feel jipped.
Can Noodle finish her story?
So I was like, bad luck. Might as well name it Black Cats because Black Cats are also known to be bad luck to some people. And Broken Mirrors, because if you break a mirror...
Yeah, 25 years of bad luck.
I heard
25?
I heard
seven. Italians are punitive. It's so serious.
You know what it is? It's that Catholic guilt. It's seven
everywhere else.
Like, does anyone
look at what you did. You broke the mirror.
So
we don't take it that seriously. We just do seven years.
Like, it's just me for the folks listening. Like, do you see the gang up that I get? Like, for like, all I said was 25 years.
It's just all we do is a helpful that's little punitive. Nudge. We just do a helpful little oopsie. You said something super dumb, and then we move on. You know what I mean?
Like, something bad happens. We wear black for life. Like, we acknowledge that as an Italian culture that we are professional mourners. We get it, mourners. Right? We don't have to. Yeah, mourners.
We're mourners.
Yeah, mourners. You know, we don't have to continuously be reminded of that, right? It's just like,
but you keep putting it on.
All I said was 25 years. Like, oh, 25 years. Oh, that's punitive. It's seven. Yeah,
that you know is I'm not part of the ganging up. It's
I know
just
you
those
are.
Two over there.
I know. Which makes what I said even worse.
Even though you're not his the favorite fact that person.
Even though he just hates your guts so bad. And he's just
doesn't want to see you ever again.
She doesn't believe that because she's like, she doesn't believe that because she knows that's not true. She understands the context. She understands the context that I was trying to
believe
put
otherwise.
Do you understand? Now who's the instigator?
Do you?
I just need some popcorn and just sit back and watch. Just throw in a little helpful comment every now and then.
I asked for a hug during the break and she gave me one. So.
Boom, roasted.
Let it be known. This is actually a really funny story. Just so you know, it's funny. My friend and I, we went out. And we were kind of like standing outside waiting to see if we should go into this one place or not. And this guy has the brilliant idea while we're standing there sort of like, you know, a little cold, a little shivery. He's like, you know, starts talking to us this and that. He's like, are you guys cold? And like, yeah, it's cold. It's like -3. He's like, you guys aren't real Canadians. I'm from Stratford. My friend E, she like gets up in his face. She's like, I'm from Ottawa. She's like making a joke about it. She's like, you know, that's actually, he's like, what's in Ottawa? She's like, it's the capital. And I kind of like helpfully call out from the side, Ottawa's a dump. I don't know how.
Me personally, I wouldn't take this level of disrespect.
For our listeners from Ottawa, it's a contextual joke. Please do not take anything personally. We here do not endorse some of the comments made by some individuals around this table. Continue with your story.
It reflects nothing of my beliefs. I was just instigating. And to this day, this was like a week ago, to this day, she thinks that he made that comment. And when she tells that, I have no idea how I pulled it off. But when she tells this story, she goes, and then he called Ottawa a dump. And then I really got in his face about it. And I just sit there like listening, like, do-do-do-do-do. We decided we'd go in and have a good time. And as we're leaving, he's still up by the door. I'm like, bye, Stratford.
One.
was a good night.
What was the phone number of that therapist?
Hashtag.
Give him a call.
It ends with us. Boy. Ends with us.
To this day, she thinks that he was the one that said that.
Oh, boy.
Why don't you say anything about funny. It?
Because it's a harmless story. It's
sure.
Fun.
So now that we know that Maria is totally against world peace. And interprovincial relationships with our cousins in
Ottawa.
Where is Stratford? What province is Stratford in?
Where's Ottawa?
Interprovincial within the province.
Oh, inter. I heard intra for some reason.
No, that's inside. Intra correct. Is inside.
Yeah, within.
Wait, what?
Inter, outside. Interprovincial.
Yeah. It's between the provinces.
No, Stratford is in Ontario.
Correct. And he called it interprovincial.
He said intra.
No, he didn't.
I would have called it cross-provincial, not provincial? In.
Cross-provincial.
No. That is just not going to cut it today, babe.
We here at Nothing Nowhere in a Particular Time do not endorse anything we actually say during the podcast.
We take no responsibility.
We take no responsibility for how you take what we say and what you do with it. So I'm going to suggest something. So ultimately, coming back to our theme about change is inedible. And clearly today we made no change and I have complete indigestion. So far we have two now titles for the next two podcasts. The first one is Oops, Was That Me? Right?
That was just a brilliant gem of humor that I came up with.
Right. And that's just how
Noodle ran with it.
Yeah, and then Noodles come up with our season 13 wrap up, Black Cats and Broken Mirrors.
Season 13. Really?
Sorry, episode 13.
Really looking far episode 13. In the future.
You know, move forward or don't move at all. Goals? Move forward or don't move at all.
Are you gonna live that punk?
Considering what I get through every single podcast, the answer is probably no. And none of you are in my will yet. Yeah. Just remember that none of you are in my will.
Yes.
Dot.
Well, honestly, if there's going to be anyone on this table, it's going to be my will. Noodle's going to be in my will.
What? Not right? Me as your favorite?
Yeah, it's on the podcast, outside the podcast.
Wait, now we have qualifiers. He has consulted his therapist and a lawyer.
Outside the podcast, don't speak to me.
Exactly. We're only friends inside the podcast. We can't stand each other outside the podcast. But no, Noodle's in my will.
Yay.
Why are you stopping my leg from shaking?
You shouldn't be shaking your leg like that.
Why not?
Why are you stressed?
Actually, I'm not stressed. I work with a lot
it's
of
just a habit.
Bit about that.
It's just a habit. Look, you're not my therapist. I have a very good working relationship with my therapist. I'm happy with that.
She's how does that make though? You feel?
How does that make me? How are you making me feel frustrated at the moment?
I can tell. Your leg is shaking.
Trouble in paradise.
How can damn frustrate you?
What? I bounce my leg all the time. Why are you making point of it now?
There.
There for what?
You guys are weird.
That's why change is inedible. Right? My stomach is churning right now saying, can we get a freaking word in edgewise when it comes to change?
You've been talking the most.
I've been trying to bring control to the conversation like I do every single week.
Right? And you do such a good
Nothing
job.
Nowhere, my
right?
guy. Like,
what?
The podcast is called Nothing Nowhere at no point in particular.
Don't say
no
that
order.
Again because then MJ is going to go into that rant about guardrails and who put them there. Why are they there?
Is it nothing if you're talking about it?
That was mine.
Oh, God.
That was mine. I will take it. I will take it as admitting to that. But okay. Where today, this episode.
I feel like none of that beforehand should go on air.
I agree.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to cut out with the bits.
Do you understand that? You know how long it takes me to take 3 hours to.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'd like some credit. I'd like some credit that after speaking 3 hours, 4 hours, I managed to put a cohesive and somewhat coherent. Podcast together.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
God, I wish I knew if they liked it. What do you think? Do people out there
like
it?
Let's talk about that for one quick second. I want to thank China, the UK, Chicago, Illinois,
New Zealand.
What we're referring to is we're up to our podcast across various platforms, having been listened to, shockingly, over 1,000 times. And subtracting myself and Noodle, we actually have 25 followers. There's actually 27, but we're sure that Noodle and I are actually one of those followers. On various platforms. And some of the places that we've done from our demographics is New Zealand, China, the UK, United States, Chicago specifically, big listener, shout out to Chicago, and Quebec.
Thank you, Quebec.
Yeah, Quebec. Canada? And Canada's are actually our largest populations out in Quebec. So.
Shocking.
That is wonderful. In Quebec? That is shocking, actually.
Yeah, Quebec. So about anywhere between 70 to 80% of our listeners are Canadian, obviously.
Yay.
And a shocking 70% of that are in Quebec.
That is amazing. I would actually love to know if anybody likes what we're doing or they're just shooting in the dark until they find what they like.
And if they do like it, if there's anything that they can tell us, what's the best part of it?
Well, yeah, I know. I put that in the exit of the last podcast. Is,
yeah, I didn't listen to it all the way through. I missed that part.
Well, because once I say goodbye, you never listen to the outro.
There's an outro?
Yeah, there's an outro music, too.
Okay.
In last week's outro, where I actually speak some.
This is so sassy right now and directed solely at me. I hope all the listeners can tell.
We can actually see that all his energy is directed towards
you. Simply because of the Socratic method.
Well, leave it to her.
Yeah. What I mentioned is there are ways to give us some feedback. Wherever you listen to us, we are on Apple, we are on Spotify,
we're in Amazon.
What's that?
We're in your homes.
We're in your homes.
Jesus Christ.
That's very ominous coming from the most non-ominous person on the planet, exactly. Known as
We're
Noodle.
We're in your homes.
Good grief.
So there are
Why
methods.
Why was your ghost British?
They're older. They've been around longer.
They've been around
Canada's
longer.
Only like 200 years old or something like that, right? So, yeah. And that was a really bad Scottish accent, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
No offense to the Scots, but so far the UK, Scots, come on along.
Yeah, join us.
This podcast, and again, there's Spotify.
There's a 5-star review in our Spotify.
What? Is really?
There? I went on to the Spotify, seriously? And there's one 5-star review, and I wanted to click it, but it makes me, you have to listen to it first in order to be able to leave a review, so I couldn't look at what it said, but because I don't listen on, I listen, just not on Spotify, on Amazon, so I would have to go listen to it and then click the review. You should check it out. I think it's probably
that's amazing.
Yeah.
I'm trying to check
I'm
it out.
I'm the
now.
One that gave it 5 stars. Because I wanted to test it to make sure that it came into the reporting.
There are things that are like, there are things that like
should stay hidden, pull at and your, that's one of them.
There are things that like pull at your heartstrings. There are things that make you a little sad. And then there's things that are like devastatingly depressing.
What about soul crushing? That was soul crushing. That was devastatingly more that category. Depressing.
Look, you know what? If anything, the fact that you actually went as far as, oh, look, we have a star rating, but still not listen to the intro, give me 50-50 on that one.
No, you mean outro.
Outro, outro.
Outro.
She has to listen to the intro. She
wants I would to listen have to listen to the full thing to get to the outro.
Yeah. Okay. So what we're trying to say is how to leave us feedback. So there's a couple of ways. On the platforms you listen to, wherever you listen to the podcast, there's an opportunity there to leave us feedback. I will obviously get that feedback from the platforms. You can also send us an email at comments@themomoshow.com or actually visit the website and leave us a note right on the website. And that would be www.themomoshow.com.
We have a website.
Really?
Are you okay there?
Coughing went down the wrong foot. I'm keeping that in the podcast just because that caused me to choke and almost die. Once again, my lifespan is short and Noodle's in my will.
Did you just say down the wrong foot?
Shorter.
Huh?
Did you just say down the wrong foot?
No.
Okay.
Went down the wrong foot.
Because I thought I heard
they told me that's where they're supposed to go. I got confused. Is it left or right? Please.
You're really not doing me service to New Jersey.
No, that wasn't New Jersey. Well,
so who was that supposed to be?
Momo.
Really? That was supposed to mimic me?
That doesn't sound anything like him.
What close? Close to who?
You.
Please.
Please.
I got feedback from people saying that I have a very professional voice for this thing.
I have a very professional voice. Yeah,
so who's the star of this show, Maria? Who's the star?
Me.
Who's the real star?
Me.
And the real star?
Maria.
Ah.
So I like to say, take an opportunity to announce that I'm starting my own podcast.
Again?
Do you yeah,
not self-promote on
no,
I'm
not.
You can't
know,
just.
It's not your show. It's our show.
It's our show.
And remember, the site that it's hosted on is themomoshow.com.
Yeah, but like in the contract right here, it says again, you can't do any self-promoting.
She's holding up her hand.
That's right.
Pointing at her lifeline.
Correct.
To symbolize a contract.
Correct.
And believe it or not, this imaginary contract shows up in a variety of situations.
100%.
So it's
100%. It's an all clauses involved contract.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
It's an all inclusive.
I think he's going to leave us.
No, I'm not leaving you. I'm going to go on my own.
And if he did, I wouldn't blame him.
See? See that? Did you see that?
You
I saw that.
You think he can do it without us?
See it. Okay, so let's talk about
What's
frustrating? Mm-hmm. That we can't finish this episode in any coherent manner.
We can't. How's it different from the other two?
Again, We're supposed to be progressing. As each episode comes out, the sound evolves, the format evolves. And so it brings us to a point when we come into season two, we've built this rapport with our audience.
Can I stable, say something? If you
had, can I stop you if I said no? By all means, go ahead. You have the floor, Maria.
I'm really digging this tortured artist vibe that you've got going on. I really think that you should it works capitalize for him. On that. Yeah, big fan.
Yeah, just listen big to fan. Playing in My Mind, available on Spotify, Amazon, and Apple Podcasts.
It's this. What I like how you framed it, tortured artist.
Tortured artist.
So I think we've done a disservice to Change is Inedible. So I think in the future we should not play with titles that way.
I think it's fantastic because we proved it.
How's it fantastic? What have we talked about? Sure. All ears.
Well, at one point we did talk about Change.
Yeah, so we talked about it for 30 seconds there.
It was a little more.
Really? Well, I guess when we find out after
aggregate,
editing.
Maybe 2 minutes.
The whole concept of the change of being inevitable.
Let's take the last.
I think you took a literal approach. You were talking about changing and progressing the podcast, where we're going to pick the random topics, and I think that in itself was change.
But we talked about the fact that there's change where we need Metamucil, right? We talked about that type of change.
I was really not needing it. It was just more to join you so you didn't feel alone and awkward.
Are you crazy? Are you out of your mind?
Hey man, Metamucil is expensive. You stole me like a whole serving.
Don't worry, I'll buy you a bottle.
Oh my god,
I'll get you the Restoralux.
That was mean. Like, she goes, "You gave me." I said, "You need it." She goes, "I don't have to tell you about it. I'm just, you know."
I don't know if you had those problems. I don't talk about it. Yeah, don't talk about certain.
But you apparently
things.
Don't because you just gypped me out of a serving of Metamucil just to be part of the
ladies.
Here's the problem. Here's what's funny about this is that. There's just so many dynamics. You know what I mean? Like, one of you was like, this was an adorable moment of bonding. And then MJ over here, the producer, is like holding this little nugget of information and then lets it go on for another hour. And then Momo comes back to it and he's like, and we just had this Metamucil. And she's like, you know what? I'm going to pull out this moment of bonding, of generosity, a selfless act to make sure you didn't feel by yourself. I'm just going to shove it in your face. And he goes, why did you do that? It was so expensive.
Not to mention, it was a complete and utter lie.
So that was a f***ing lie.
Listen, it was if a you lie with good it intentions, was a lie. Is it really a lie?
It's a lie.
Does it count?
Sorry, Your Honor. I withdraw my statement.
Yeah.
Once again, now that the Metamucil lie has now come to light... There will be an inquiry after this podcast. We may have some live coverage.
At stake is the $8 it costs to buy a bottle of Metamucil.
No, I may not want to do this podcast anymore. It's all based on a foundation of lies. Not the Metamucil. It's Metamucil Gate.
Our entire relationship was a lie.
It's Metamucil Gate. That's what this is.
I can't believe you never needed Metamucil. Our whole relationship was a lie.
It was a lovely moment, and then now it's just. Unreal. It's not true. And all that orangey goodness is all out the window. So we may be broadcasting the inquiries and the trial.
Can't wait to find
it. It may actually usurp the presidential inauguration.
That's the most important event going on Tuesday.
Okay, let's wrap this up. So, folks, after you finish listening to this, we would love once again, I will say once again, to get some feedback from
you. Where would you like to get that feedback?
Whether you get that feedback on the platforms you listen to us, or you go to send an email to comments@themomoshow.com or www.themomoshow.com. All right? I'll even do that in echo. Themomoshow.com. Please leave us some feedback. Rate our program. Let us know if you thought that this episode specifically, episode 3, almost a quarter of the way through our season, that this was something that was, what's the proper word? I'm going to look over
a
to
disaster?
Her. No, I'm going to look over to Encyclopedia Britannica over here to my right. Maria, do you have a word that says, you know, totally understandable, outside of a better word for that?
Comprehensible.
There you go. Comprehensible.
Comprehensible.
I don't know. We'll go with that.
I thought it was comprehensive.
Okay.
Comprehensive means something else. Comprehensive is like fulsome.
Yeah.
Comprehensive is
that you got something out of the podcast.
No. Comprehensive is like encompasses the full thing.
So hopefully for that reason alone, that you join us next time where our topic, and I have no idea where this is going to be, oops, was that me? So thanks again for listening to Nothing, Nowhere, No Particular Time. Cue the outro. not only do I have indigestion, but I have been sleepless for 5 days having to edit this thing. Well, I hope we haven't scared you away. This is our version of how change is inedible, and I'm probably not going to be able to eat for a week. So tune in next time when our topic is, oops, was that me? And if you think we were challenged on trying to figure out the content for today's episode, wait till next time. In any case, once again, thanks for listening to Nothing, Nowhere, and No Particular Time. And as A. Whitney Brown used to say, I'm not a vegetarian because I love animals. I'm a vegetarian because I hate plants.
This is a Fritz and Moritz AO Global Broadcast.